This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Preacher Joe coming at you. Now, whether you're rolling on the two wheels or just trying to roll through life, this is the spot where we mix faith, grit, and some good old wisdom. See, life ain't always pretty, but it's real. Gonna go? We're here to talk about those raw moments, the ones that either make you or break you. Now, today, we're gonna be starting off with something every single one of us has faced at some point. What is it? The storm. You know what I'm talking about. Those times when the winds howl, the rains come down so hard that you can't even see in front of you, and you're just holding on, hoping that you don't wipe out. Maybe your storm is something you saw coming from a distance, or maybe it hits you out of nowhere. The real question is not, why is there a storm? The question is, how do I ride through it, especially without letting it break me? See, those of us who spent time on the road know exactly what I mean when I say the storm comes for everybody. It doesn't care who you are, or how tough you think you are, or how fast you're going. That's why today's message is about something every single man and woman needs to learn. Strength in the storm. You might be thinking, oh, Preacher Joe, how am I supposed to find strength when everything around me is falling apart? Well, see, that's what we're about to dive into, right? I want you to picture this. A long stretch of highway that you're on your bike, cruising smooth, the sun's shining, life feels right, and you're in your zone. But out of nowhere, you see those dark clouds rolling in on the horizon. See, you feel it in your gut. The wind picks up and you know what's coming. Now that's life. You're riding along just fine, and then boom, you're in the middle of a storm. And here's the truth. Storms are not just inevitable, they're necessary. What? What you talking about, preacher? You heard me. They're necessary. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 states, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Oh, teach me to the week. All right, good to go. So now, did you catch that? It talks about renewing strength, not getting it for the first time. It's reminding us that even when you feel like you've hit the end of the rope, there's a source of strength that goes beyond what you can muster up on your own. God doesn't promise we won't face storms, but he does promise to give us the strength to ride through them. What was that? You heard me. He promises to give us the strength to ride through them. You see, I've been there. I've been out there on the road long enough to know that life ain't full of smooth rides. No, the roads ain't smooth, man. They're full of potholes. You know what I mean? And I tell you what, there's dangers out there. You know, I've watched good men, strong men, break down in the middle of a storm. Maybe that storm is their job. The pressure of keeping food on the table, bills piling up, feeling like no matter how hard they work, it's never enough. Or maybe it's family issues, a marriage on the rocks, kids going down a road that keeps you up at night. Hell, maybe your storm is eternal. It's the kind of storm no one else sees, right? But it's eating you alive from the inside out. I'm talking about those demons that we don't like to talk about. Depression, anxiety, addiction, or those thoughts that make you feel less of a man, less than a child of God. I ain't here to sugarcoat shit for anybody, right? I've been there. I've been a man stranded on the side of the road, wondering if I've got what it takes to get back on that bike. I've had my crashes both on the road and off. In 2020, I hit my lowest after my motorcycle accident, right? Traumatic brain injury, confusion, not knowing if I'd ever come back from it, right? Shattered shoulder, eyeball hanging out, you know? That was my storm. It could have been the end of me. But God wasn't done with me yet. And let me tell you something. He ain't done with you either. Let the word sink in there for a minute, right? I know some of you are riding through your own storms right now. You're fighting battles nobody else knows about. You're standing on the edge, holding on by the thread. But here's the deal. If you're still breathing, you're still waking up in the morning, that means that there is more road ahead, right? You're still got a purpose. You still got a reason to keep pushing that throttle. And here's where the wisdom comes in. You ever hit a sharp corner on the road and the last thing you want to do is stiffen up? If you panic and try to fight your bike, you're going to wipe out, right? What do you do instead? You lean into it, folks. You trust your bike, you trust your training, and you lean into that turn, even when it feels like the last thing you should be doing. Life just the same way, brothers. When a storm hits, you don't stiffen up and try to run. You lean into it. You face it head on, trusting that God got your back and that you keep riding through it. Push through. Now, some of you are thinking, Preacher Joe, that sounds great, but I'm barely holding it together, man. How am I supposed to lean into the storm without crashing? Well, see, that's where faith comes in. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You hear that? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. It's when you've got nothing left that God shows up to the most. But you know what? You don't have to muscle through it on your own. You don't have to pretend that you've got it all figured out. You just have to lean on the one who does. So as we're about to close out this episode, here's what I want you to walk away with. Don't run from the storm. Don't stiffen up. Lean into it with faith, trusting that God's gonna see you through, even if you can't see what's ahead of you right now. Here's your challenge for the week. Think about the storm in your life, whatever been weighing you down. I want you to give it to God. Stop trying to muscle through it on your own and lean into his strength, folks. And if you're struggling to figure out how to do that, hit me up. Leave a comment. Send me a message. You've got it right. You've got a brother right here who's been through the storm and back. And I'm riding this road with you. Remember this. You can't control the storm, but you can control how you ride through it. With faith, fortitude, and the strength that only comes from above, you'll make it through that, and I guarantee that's a promise. All right, brothers, until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. I'll catch you down the road. Hoorah. God bless and Semper Fi.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.